All right, John Abraham, 7 years with the Atlanta Falcons. They come to University of Phoenix Stadium this week. But first I want to ask you about your level of play right now with the Seattle Seahawks coming in last week. And it was a tough loss for you guys, I know, but 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles for yourself. How do you feel you're playing right now?
I feel I can play better. I mean, being an athlete, you know, I only have 2 sacks for the year. I mean, and I missed a few sacks. Like, I should have been like 8 or 9 right now. It's just being a good athlete, you want to always do better. Even though, like, I had 2 sacks, I could have had 3 or 4. You know, so you always try to play better. And I'm just glad I still can play at this level.
Will it be strange to see the Atlanta Falcons as the opponent on Sunday?
I don't know. You know, I really don't. Because I played against the Jets when I was with the Falcons, but it was just like, oh, well. So I don't know. Because, you know, my heart was in Atlanta. Everybody know that. And I'm Atlanta to the day I die. I got the ATAT on me for a reason, but same thing as the A is now Arizona. So,
you know, worked out, but, well.
You know, yeah, no question. No, it did. You know, just having a good job and having being around BA, being around Mike, being around, like, good people, you know, it helps. But I really don't know how it's going to be. Like, seriously, I talked to a few of my teammates already, and I was just like, I really don't know, because I don't know. Like, maybe if it was in the dome, it would have been different. Like I said, we went to Georgia and played, it might have been a little different. Like, it's kind of like when Tony went back to Kansas City. You know, it was like an emotional thing for him because he went back to where he played. But, you know, I'm playing in Arizona now. So them coming here are just like opponents to me. You know what I mean?
Now, obviously, you left there. You still had years on your contract. And you mentioned that it was difficult. You thought you would end your career there. So will it be emotional for you at all? And I guess the job at hand, that was what you focus on, right?
I really don't know. Like I said, I'm sure it's going to be emotional because – it's a game. I get emotional about every game. You know, I always feel like I can do more. Even when the game starts, I always wonder, like, what I'm going to do. Because you never know. Like, when you walk into a game, you're always like, what am I going to do? And what am I going to do? So I know it's going to be like that. And everybody said, oh, John, won't you have 3 or 4 sacks? I said, no, I just want us to win. Like, the worst come to worst, we need to win. Like, I don't care what go on the whole game, as long as we win this game. Because, you know, right now we're at the bottom. We need to be at the top. So we need to just win more than anything.
Look at the matchup. I mean, you're going to know the tackle going across from you. And who has the advantage there, though? A D-lineman and O-lineman, you know each other. You know what moves, what techniques. Who's got the advantage?
I think we both do. Mike Smith know me. So, you know, they might chip. They might do other stuff. And he knows how I get when it comes to games. So, you know, I'm like one of these cool guys. But when it comes to games, I just, you know, I try to hurt people. Not like injure people, hurt people, you know, just like, ow, but nah. But so Mike Smith know me, so I think he's going to have a good game plan just for me, because I know he's going to tell him, look, Abe, he only got 2 sacks right now, but you know that guy, he can change a game, so I already know he's going to tell him, so, cause, you know, I listened to him for so long, and me and him still good friends, so, you know.
Finally, how important is this game for the Arizona Cardinals? I mean, you guys are coming off 2 losses, and yet you have a game at home, and we all know how important those home games are before you go into the bye.
And the NFC game. We had no AFC games yet. It's crazy. I was looking at our schedule. I said, we set up for failure. But, you know, every game is important. Like, one of my coaches told me, like, the next game is the most important game. Like, well, no matter what's going on, and just winning. And right now, we need to win. I mean, got no choice. Like, and then we got a bye week afterwards, so we ain't got nothing. We got no issues and no tissues. That's how I say it. Like, we got to win this because we get a bye week afterwards. So if you get hurt that game, you got a week to get it off.